was a dinner party. You will have to forgive me, I was precipitated. You know what it's like having friends to dinner. What to have? Prawns and penne appealed. Easy, always better than the effort. The penne bottomed in the pot, bacon cubes sizzled in olive oil. Then the ritual uncorking the wine. Sangre del Toro, bull's blood. Dark, red, passionate. Couldn't go wrong, really. The cork was off in just the right resistance. And then came a thought, a poem being conceived. It sat like a board on my shoulder. Notebook not at hand. Never mind, I have a memory trick. I took the embryo poem and parted carefully among stately rows of unborn poems to be picked up later. I made mental notes of mental notes as the heart popped. Dinner went well. Drinks and chat, good food. The wine splashed in my favourite brown goblets. The dinner forgotten as it was eaten. Good. Chat, laughter, stories. Some good. Again, no notebook. Pangs of regret. Oh well, lose some, but there were pangs. There were times when I walked long stately avenues, listening to plebiscite of bird sounds. Other times I sat near the still lakes, avoiding the park of poems. Then a day dawned, desolate and sterile. Where was my muse? Fruitlessly I walked the park of poems, trying to look nonplussed, stopping, moving, turning suddenly on one leg, trying to catch them unawares. Finally I gave up, walked away, trying to look even more nonplussed. Inside were the tears of the dispossessed. Next time, I will have the note.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Although, as you know, you only have about 3 minutes each, so just keep that in mind because we're tight on time. Next up, we have Shane White.
Kick-started my heart, the day jump leads hit my engine and revved up my life again. The day she fell on the beach of my heart and brought sunlight back into my life, it was that day, the day I'll never forget.
Thanks, Sinead. Next you have Aidan O'Shea.
Surprise, surprise, this is called a hayloft. At 9 o'clock, the hayloft door is locked. And even when it opens later, I struggle past barrels and gas cylinders to reach the upper room. The upper room where every Monday night words are thrashed, winnowed and stored. By arriving on time, I am unfashionably early. I come in hope to be convinced that here is Cork's Mount Parnassus, where verse is terse, for better or for worse. The silence breaks about 9:25. 5 random words are chosen. Words are chosen. And then we take 10 minutes to make them skip and dance. Skip and dance. Or somersault into a beat or rhyme. Poems are born on demand. Then held up by their feet, they blink into the light and give their first harsh cry. Oh, Vale! Oh, Vale! 10 minutes is a short gestation period. Or did those words lie dormant, dormant for an immeasurable time in the lower depths of memory, waiting for their call into the limelight. I like to tumble in the hay on Monday nights above the long valley, filling my satchel with a harvest of fresh verse, whole grain, with no added salt or sugar.
This is a poem called Lament for Christy Ring. Aboriginal electrical, his great bulging eyes. Mid the stadium's temper, mid the furies and exultations of the great COVID stands, as he lopes in a bull's diagonal goalward. Improbable balance, a ball on broad boss, on his stick of ashy liquidity. That's liquid, eel-flexible, alive. And now his body, it is liquid too. An impressionist version of itself. As he slices the wall of tree defenders, pours himself through some improbable gap, and on the other side, re-solidifies. Is it only in his own mind, the nearly underwater silence for his backswing, for his shape's familiar coil into potential, for the glance, the pull, and the connection. And the cork-hearted ball is like nothing at all, is too rapid, too cute for the eye, and the goalkeeper's beaten, and Clare and Pip and Kilkenny are beaten, and the terraces inhale themselves, and the air is vibrating in shock and in awe. Patricia Horgan's was the last face he saw, who stepped out for the messages and walked into history, who went to buy butter and became a minor character. His chest clenched, clenched and accelerated, bucked and ratcheted, at the center of the forming throng, as he watched, as he lay there, flopping, watching, behind her cow-eyed, gentle expression, the gulls at their shrill affairs over Morrison's Island, the usual mergers of cumulus, and the clouds themselves clouding over. She said, Ni vedok an farshin aolika, veche marpaka an farshin aolika. You couldn't bury that man. It'd be a sin to bury that man. And to this day, I still can't bury Christy Ring. We'll carry his washed and scented remains in procession by candlelight, by handheld electric light, from the cemetery of Cloyne to an undisclosed location in the Midlands. Shoulder him into a mossed over dome, to the burial room, to the long corbelled tunnel. And in that chamber of must and slow tutting stones, lay him out on a fire of amethyst that's been carved, that's been scented with palm and with cinnamon, and on all sides, surprisingly petite skeletons of our ancestors, the priests, the chieftains, all the princes of swordplay and laughter, the careful lines of dowry and cousinship, all merged in a carpet of loam. Victories, the enmities rusted, and the quarrels, the quarrels all gone, the quarrels all long processed by worms. Leave him there in that club where society abhorred, and walk back through the sock drenching grasses, the spiders and the daisies, the watercresses, past one particular field of rape outside Edwardstown that stretches its primrose, that soaks in the buttery sunlight of late morning, that never knew his name to forget it.
Next, you have James Harrison.
Nice piece in the Irish Times book. And if you want more of that, go to the Sunday Festival. Well, it's that time of the year again. I don't do loved ones. I borrow this from E. Cummings. It's called Mayfield, said he. Mayfield, said he. I'll squeal, said she. Just once, said he. It's fun, said she. May I touch, said he. How much, said she. A lot, said he. Why not, said she. Let's go, said he. Not too far, said she. What's too far, said he. Where you are, said she. May I stay, said he. Which way, said she. Like this, said he. If you kiss, said she. May I move, said he. Is it love, said she. If you're willing, said he. But you're killing, said she. But it's life, said he. But your wife, said she. No, said he. Oh, said she. Get off, said he. Don't stop, said she. Oh, no, said he. Go slow, said she. Come, said he. On, said she. You're divine, said he. You're mine, said she.
Arrival. When you arrive at your destination, let me know, for I, more than likely, will throw a party in your dishonor. We pledge to keep those moral values close to our hearts. There are other things enabling us to press forward into this unknown. Songs and culture force us to live above and beyond the call of duty, depending on how we find ourselves on the moment that beckons. With a smooth skin and sweet voice and cute as those lips that jump at you and catches you too. Let me know when you are finished, for I, standing alone, am still hungry and still waiting for you to arrive.
Share a title of a play which is hanging in my mind. I think it's a lovely, makes a lovely poem as well. It's simply, we do it for love. I just came up to Fiddle and I happen to have this book with me and I had no plans or anything, so I found this beautiful poem. So it was written by someone who was inspired by a flower, and I'd just like to improvise the music with the poem. So we'll see how it goes. So, standing quietly by the fence, you smile your wondrous smile. Better tune this in first. Standing quietly by the fence, you smile your wondrous smile. Filled by the sounds of your beautiful song. beginning and endless, I bow deeply to you.
Wavering on their heels, clanging for a goal at groping the legs of the table, too exhausted to bother chasing fine bright things. And just a second. Aorta failing, canals draining, impulse switching valves in this machinery of limbs, involuntary spasms, and will you stop putting faces? We are touching white noise, and the skin's numb. Except for the pins and needles that are pulling back our hairs. Did someone shut the power or repossess it? The blood ain't moving and the face is dumb.
I wish you didn't have to sit there in the darkness. I wish you didn't feel like you feel. I've never stopped wishing. I'm now praying for my little box room, praying that perhaps evil creatures will lay by your side and hold your hand and tell you all will be well. That they will guide you and find you that tunnel of light. Tears drip flooding my heart, drowning me in sadness. Of tight hands, of words lost. You sit in darkness, a mind a bustle, not ceasing to stay quiet. Eyes grow weary, sleep not there, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Get up, silence, night after night. A pain embedded in your soul. I can't reach in, you can't reach out. Time, give it time, be patient. I sit steadfast to my word, I'll wait. I never give up, I never stop loving you.
Fresh faced companion. Got a cup full of coffee and a pocket full of change. Static on the radio, too far out of range. The wise and the weary have been looking at us strange. Our fresh faced companions need someone else to blame. Put a match to the newspaper, come rolling on down the street. Come splashing in these pools of blood, stop dying on your feet. Scribe announcements on the banner, slap the faces that you meet. Tell them today is forward, yesterday was retreat. I was just acting like I was acting. I really was sincere. Come dancing with me, darling. Let's get on out of here. Soft shoe shuffle on my spirit. 4-4 fling on my fear. Calling screams to falling dreams. Sunrise is near. Heads are floating, feather light. Hearts weigh a ton. Each leaf fills in gentle sway. Bravo winks the sun. Can you hear that ticking bomb? See that smoking gun? Tears shine like crystal. It's a beautiful day to be young. Bohemia's burning banner is a youth smiling in rage. The swan song has been sung, the free birds are in a cage. The free spirit of the young is laughed at by age. The pageant has begun, masked players take the stage. For shining pages don't burn, and painted smiles seldom turn. What once was teach and learn is now preach and spurn. How not to be labeled with a scientist's sticker or tarred with a critic's pen. When they come calling with their questions of who, why, what, and when. Dolce is carpe diem, now is now and then is then. The old man coughs and sputters, the blank faces mime amen. See a flicker in the streetlights, dancing in the setting sun. Come rolling on the street, blow the smoke from your gun. Where do you think you're going? The end's only just begun. Let your tears shine like crystal. It's a beautiful night to be young.